Connacht Rugby coverage brought to you with thanks to Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. With late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud partner of Galway Bay FM's coverage of Connacht Rugby.
Connacht continue their preparations for the forthcoming URC and European Champions Cup season with a pre-season game at the Sports Ground on Friday afternoon with a 5:30 p.m. kickoff against Munster. This will be their second pre-season game after a recent large win over Ulster in Ballinahinch. Today at a media event, I caught up with Pete Wilkins to discuss how the season has been progressing in terms of the training and also to look ahead to the Munster game.
Pete, it's that time of year again. We're back in business. Big game on Friday. It's an important game. It's home game and there's no such thing really as an inter-pro friendly, is there?
No, there's probably not. I think it's certainly a step up for us, and that's no disrespect to Ulster. I think that was the perfect hit out, but you know, those first pre-season games tend to be about everyone getting a few minutes in their legs and getting used to the contact again, getting used to the heat as it was in Ballinahinch. And you know, naturally when you get to that second game, minds are a bit more focused, bodies are a bit tougher, everything's a little bit faster, so it will be a step up. Munster, obviously quality team, did very well last year, as you said. You know, quite often there's no love lost between the two teams, but it, you know, it's not about that. This stage, it's about the next stage of this team's sort of development, pushing towards round one. I'm sure they'll look at it the same way, but no, there'll be plenty of determination on both sides.
Heat in Ballinahinch for an Ulster game, that's a strange concept. I don't think we'll have that problem here on Friday. You came back early July. How do you keep people moving forward without playing? That's a long time ago. That's sort of 10, 11 weeks ago. It's players champion at the bit. What have you done anything different just to keep it fresh?
Yeah, it's certainly a challenge. I mean, I think the good thing is we're, you know, really well aware of that going in, as most teams would have been in terms of their own start dates. So we broke it up. We had 4 weeks on the bounce to start with and gave the players a down week, and then we had another 3 weeks and a down week. So we've had a sort of natural rhythm to it, and I suppose set certain targets about what we want to achieve in each of those blocks across the preseason. So it might be certain levels of fitness, it might be installing certain aspects of our game, it might be bringing in new ways of training that we might not have done, but just trying to freshen up each block. So we've been really aware of that. But then these games coming around pretty early in the piece, it was week 10 when we had that Ulster game. So on the one hand, it's you know, it's not early in terms of the preparation time you've had, but it's still a bit of a fair distance from round one. So I think the fact we were really aware of that going in, the fact these preseason games are certainly the first two anyway against sort of inter-pro rivals, I think that, you know, certainly sharpens the focus. So the guys have approached it really well. I think they've had a brilliant energy about them. You know, this kind of bye week as it was that we had last week, kind of between the Ulster week and the Munster week, you know, could have been tricky in terms of guys just going through the motions. But we said to the lads, you know, there was great focus, there was great intensity about it. We got a lot of work out of that, and then we can taper slightly to build in towards this Munster game. So yeah, there's been a natural rhythm to it. It's definitely been a different type of challenge, but I feel like everyone's handled it well, and you know, they're just really excited now. Some games to play too.
New players in. We'll come to Santiago in a minute because he's going to have a bit of a tough time. But how have they settled in? We'll be talking to Joe Joyce very soon. But you've got Sean Jansen. You've got the guys that have come in from the Sevens program as well. So what's the feeling with them? Are they, you know, what have you been seeing?
Look, overall, everyone's settled brilliantly. I think you know, it's something we probably pride ourselves on as a club and as a place, is making that transition for newcomers into the group and into the community as smooth as possible and give them as warm a welcome as possible. Liam McNamara and Andrew Smith, who came from the Sevens, you know, they've obviously got a few contacts already in terms of knowing Irish rugby, Andrew especially from his time at Leinster through the pathway there. So there's guys that they played rugby with before and know, and that certainly helped them. But ultimately, it's them getting out on the training field and showing us what they can do, and they've been really impressive. Joe Joyce, obviously club captain at Bristol, comes with an enormous amount of pedigree in terms of leadership, but also what he's achieved over there in England in the Premiership. So yeah, he's quietly gone about his business. He's brought a real sort of authority and guidance to things, and a maturity to to our forward play and contributing to that both on the field and in meetings. But you know, he's really aware he's got to earn his stripes as well, and you know, he's not the sort of person that would want to impose himself on the group without having sort of proven himself in battle as well. So he's a great character. I think everyone will love getting to know him. Santiago, as you mentioned, you know, so unfortunate in terms of that injury just in that first week of training for him, and that's a huge setback for him. But again, you know, everyone's rallied around him and given a huge amount of support. Sean Jansen, you know, unfortunately spent a fair amount of time in the physio room so far. Nothing major, but it's just getting his body right on the back of his time with Leicester, and getting right for the way that we want to play and the speed we want to play at. So, you know, it'd be great to have him. It'd almost be like another new signing once he steps back out in the field. So he's getting closer to being involved. But no, good group of people. They've settled well, and the lads have you know, done their part in terms of making them feel like this is home already.
And how have the new coaches settled in as well? Because there's a lot of changes on that ticket, and I suppose they have to find their roles within the system.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's been fantastic so far. I think what we've got is, you know, a group of coaches there who have all got really strong motivation for wanting to be part of Connacht and wanting to be part of Connacht now. Very different journeys in terms of their rugby careers, either as players or players and coaches. Very much different experience in terms of the amount of experience that they've had, but also the type of experience they've had and the rugby programs they've been around to date. And that blend brings a real freshness and I think a real sort of intrigue, I suppose, to how they go about messaging their bits of the game and ideas that they're bringing into that kind of melting pot. And you know, everyone's had an equal say. John Muldoon's, you know, certainly asserting himself on that line out of Maul and bringing a degree of freshness to what we're doing there. Mark Sexton's detail has been fantastic, and the support he's given me around the attack coaching has been excellent. The boys have got a huge amount of sort of trust and you know, real interest in terms of some of the rugby ideas that he's bringing to us. And Scott Fardy, you know, in terms of the level he's played at within the game, what he sees is generally right in terms of his rugby opinions, as he sees things live on the training field or looking back in video. So although it's early days for him in terms of his coaching career, that high level of rugby intellect gives him a, you know, enormous advantage in terms of how he's helping other guys learn the game. So, you know, alongside Cully Tucker, who's there, and Cully's almost the senior head in the coach's office now, he's been a brilliant right-hand man for me so far. So I'm really enjoying working with them, all really, really good men. And as I said, with a huge amount of motivation for being here and not just doing well in their own coaching careers, but helping Connacht get to the next level in terms of our own success.
This Mark Sexton guy, does he have a good supply of World Cup tickets and stuff? Is he worth getting to know, you know, if he wanted to pop over for one of the games in France?
Yeah, possibly. We're keeping him so busy he wouldn't be able to use any freebies. So, it might be worth tapping him up. Yeah.
No, the freebies aren't for him, for other people. Just come back to Santiago. How are you going to look after him? Is he going to stay here for his rehab? It's a tricky one. He's just come from France. Second or third training session, the open day here when we had all the kids in, and he's probably out for a very significant amount of time. So how do you look after a player like that, especially who's not local, who's only just arrived in the setup?
Yeah, it's an enormous challenge, and it's just so unfortunate for Santi. I think, you know, obviously for us it's a blow in terms of, you know, wanting to recruit him for all the qualities he's got. But, you know, in particular for him, as you said, moving countries and a young family, there's huge challenges around that. Santi is one of the most positive people I've ever come across, even speaking to him before his injury and having a discussion with him, you know, about the Argentina World Cup squad and missing the opportunity to go to France with them. And now the injury situation he's had, just his positive mindset and the way that he, you know, it's infectious almost. He almost ends up cheering up you and you know, he's a lovely character and a good man. So, you know, we feel for him and so lads and the staff as well have really kind of rallied around him in terms of that emotional support. Because it doesn't matter how positive he is, you know that at the end of the day, there's a big blow that's happened, a big challenge ahead. So, look, he'll get his surgery here in Ireland, and as things stand, he'll stay in Ireland. He's settling into his new house, and his wife is settling in, and his young children are settling in. So I think he feels with that relocation, he doesn't want to just up sticks and, you know, actually use this window when he's not playing rugby, unfortunately, but use this window to really sort of put some roots down in the community. He's been in here working every day physically, preparing his his leg and preparing himself in terms of fitness to make sure he gives himself the best possible chance after the surgery for making a speedy recovery. He's contributing in meetings. He's doing little rugby projects for us in terms of looking at some of our backline play and some of our counter-attack and sharing that experience and that knowledge of his from the very top of the game, sharing that with our backs in terms of the ideas and how he sees the game. So it's not the same as having him out there, but he's already contributed an awful amount, and he'll continue to do so. But it's getting that balance between keeping him engaged and keeping him busy, but also realizing at times he's going to need a bit of space and a bit of TLC. So we're all right there with him, and I said, lovely character, terrific man, and he'll get through this, and we can't wait for seeing him out on the field when the time comes.
Might see him this season?
Look, best case scenario, we would. I think it'll be the back end of the season. But that's certainly what we'll work towards initially. But the important thing is he gets that surgery done and gets through that initial phase. And then once he starts ticking the boxes on that sort of fairly arduous road to recovery, we'll get a good idea as to where he's at.
And final one from me. Friday's a 23-a-side game. There's none of this 10 substitutes coming on at half time and stuff, or how are you going to, has that been decided yet?
Yeah, we'll have an extended bench, so it will be a bigger squad than normal, but it won't just be guys rolling on and rolling off. I think at this stage we'll still want to spread out the minutes as much as we can, but certainly moving towards Edinburgh the following week, we're looking to narrow down that squad in terms of who we're looking at, but again we still have 3 weeks after that Edinburgh game before round one, so look, lots of guys will get an opportunity this week, but we'll be approaching it like a proper game in terms of how we prepared the attack menu and the defence strategy and so forth. We'll give a few different guys opportunities and so we'll start to narrow down the group a little bit over the next month to come.
I also asked Pete about the Connacht players' contribution to Ireland's World Cup squad, and he gave me his views on how Bundiaki, Finlay Beelam and Mac Hansen were getting on.
These two Connacht players are all over the media. Maybe they've just been discovered by certain bits of the media. I won't say who. But they're really tearing it up out there. That's the best I've seen Bundy play at any stage in his career, time here. And Mac Hansen just seems to be in the news all the time for various situations, but that try last week. So how's that coming back here? Are people talking about it, or are they just away and gone and they'll be fighting for their jersey when they come back?
Yeah, I think guys are talking about it in the sense that we're really proud of what they're doing. And Finlay as well, in terms of his contribution. He was unlucky, obviously, with the HI on the weekend, but I'm sure he'll have a big part to play over the coming weeks. So guys are talking about it in that sense of sort of pride and support, I suppose. At the same time, we're pretty focused on the job in hand here each day. So, no, you're right, they're playing some terrific rugby. And the beauty is they're able to express themselves and all three of them are pretty unique in their own way. But they're able to express themselves and be sort of true to their character and style of play, but still fit into that Irish framework and do what's right for the team. So they've got a neat balance with that. And, that's something we try and encourage with all the players. If they can show us the best of themselves whilst being part of that kind of team strategy and team plan, then, you get the best for everyone. So, delighted for them so far, and hopefully their success continues.
Also at the media event today, Connacht players Tom Daly and the newly arrived Joe Joyce from Bristol Bears were available to have a chat, and this is what they had to tell me about how things are going.
Joe Joyce, welcome to Galway Bay FM. It's the first time we've had a chance to chat to you. Have you met the other Joyce guy here yet, Joycey?
I have, yeah. We're in a bit of arguments every day already, so yeah. But yeah, we're getting well with Joycey. He actually got the same name as my dad and my granddad, so yeah, pretty strange.
Yeah, I thought that would... I thought you'd meet up all right. He was a bit concerned that your nickname apparently was Joycey, which is his... The King of Southmead is what I've kept seeing. Give me a little bit of a background to that, because it's interesting. You've come from Bristol to here. Obviously, there's other connections. We'll talk about those in a second. But Southmead, where you started, where did you get into your rugby?
Yeah, so Southmead's where I'm from. Is a county state in Bristol. Rugby isn't actually quite big there. So when I broke into the Bristol team, I had quite a big following in the crowd. So when I came off the bench, there was a lot of noise, and then our media manager tweeted, "Here comes the King of Southmead." And ever since then, 10 years later, I'm still getting called it. I've never called myself it though, but yeah, that's the name I can't shift.
And just looking at the Bristol setup, I mean, Pat went from here to Bristol. He took John Muldoon with him. Now you've brought John Muldoon back with you. So there's a bit of a circle there. But what did he bring? What did you see different from him? Or what are you hoping to bring here from, you know, maybe there's a feeling that the Premiership was a slightly harder competition than the URC a couple of seasons ago. I'm not sure that holds now.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's true. You look at what happens in the Champions Cup, and it always seems to be the URC teams leading the way. So I'll soon find out. Obviously, I've been in the same environment for 11 years, so that's a part of the reason I come here, to experience something different, and I can't wait to get going.
What have you found since you came here? Is it with your experience, are you walking into a rugby club and it's all kind of the same, or is there anything that's different here that you've tried to create as a difference or seen as a difference?
I've just, as an individual, I've just come in and tried. I've been pretty quiet. I try to keep my head down and work hard and try to learn the ropes. To be honest, the first week I found pretty difficult. I've never been a new kid before, so it's pretty strange coming in, didn't know where to sit, didn't know where to go. So, but yeah, I've found my feet now and I've seen a few differences. I feel like over here, we definitely compete way more in training. I feel every session matters, and I can see why. I've been here, I think, 11 weeks now. I can already see why Connacht's always punch above their weight, which is a great thing. And I've just come in now and trying to compete with the rest of the lads.
And you're saying that it's more competitive, or its players are more prepared to push themselves to actually take somebody else's jersey and say, well, it was yours last week, but I'm having it now.
Yeah, I might upset a few of my old friends and teammates, but yeah, definitely the lads here, I feel like training on an edge all the time, and that's good, and people are really trying to get the shirts in pre-season. And my first experience of a pre-season game last 2 weeks against Ulster, there was definitely way more of a buzz for a pre-season game than I've been used to in the past.
Well, you've got Munster coming on Friday. That'll be another lift up, because there's no such thing as an interprovincial. I mean, it's been sold as a friendly. There's no such thing as an interprovincial friendly.
Yeah, I've witnessed that by watching the games on TV over the years. But yeah, I've never played against Munster myself, so it was a game I was excited to play. And obviously, speaking to the lads, I know how much the game means to everyone in the community. So yeah, I'll be giving my all, even if it's just, so say, a friendly.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the two teams don't really like each other. Good luck. We'll be interested to see how you get on. Tom, you're the old hand in Connacht now. You've been here for quite a while. How has the pre-season gone, and how have you dealt with this length? Because you seem to have been practicing and training since July, which was a monsoon, and then we had the heat wave. So what's it been like, and what are you expecting this season?
Thanks for that, for calling me old. It's the first time I've had
that. No, I didn't say that. I don't have any Connacht. No.
I'm joking. No, as you said, it's been a long pre-season, but I think Pete and the coaches tactically broke it up quite nicely. We came in for 4 weeks, had a week off, I think, where we could go off, do our own thing, but we were given a little bit of training to do by ourselves, which is nice. And then I think we came in for another 3 week block, and now we're into kind of preseason games week on week, which kind of breaks up the preseason as well. So although it was very long preseason, it hasn't felt that long because we've had little breaks in between. I think it's similar to what the Irish team were doing in their World Cup prep. We kind of followed a similar route, I think. But yeah, as you said, the weather today, and especially in July, I think the new lads were looking, thinking, what have they done moving to Galway? But it got a little bit better then in August. And no, I think, as Joe said, the new lads seem to be enjoying it, and it's been a really good preseason.
Joe's talking about the competition there for places. Are you seeing that as well? Are you seeing a slightly different setup with the new coaches as well that have come through? Have they brought something else into it? Scott Fardy and obviously John Muldoon, who's sort of, now he is old and he's been here forever, so you have a long way to go to catch up with him. But what have they brought, and you know, is that freshness something that's really good?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone would say they've enjoyed what each coach has brought, and I suppose the old coaching staff have been there 3 or 4 years and did really, really well. But I suppose that freshness kind of just gives us new ideas, new stuff to bring onto the pitch. And I think each one of the coaches, Mull coming from Bristol, will have his few bits that he can bring from there, the best bits from Bristol. Fards obviously has spent time in Leinster, Australia, Japan as well. And then Mark Sexton has come in, and I've been working more closely with him as a back, and I've been really impressed with what he's brought to the table. So I think there's a nice blend there of experience and new coaches, and Pete at the helm as well, who's been here a long time, so he knows how to guide the place. So it's been really good. Pre-season's been really good, and I think everyone's been really impressed with the new coaching setup.
Is Mark Sexton as intense as his brother, the one who plays for Ireland?
He can get quite angry like Johnny, all right, but he's really good, and he demands the highest standards of us in training. And as Joe said there, it has been a real bite to training this pre-season, and although it's been there all the time here, it's definitely been brought up a level this year, and I don't know whether that's Mark or whatever. Maybe it's just players driving it, but as I said, yeah, the standards have been really high this pre-season, and I think that showed in the performance last week against Ulster. As you said, you were saying there, it's not really a friendly, but it's always good to get one up on an inter-pro rival early in the season.
Connacht Rugby coverage brought to you with thanks to Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. With late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud partner of Galway Bay FM's coverage of Connacht Rugby.